But Bab Dada was also observing that it's time even for the call of the time for the children. What is the call of the times for the children? Think about yourself. You do think about service and give speeches on that. But you should even ask yourself, that what is the call of the time for me? What is the call of the time presently? Therefore, Bab Dada was seeing that according to the present time, every moment, each child should have the awareness that he is a bestower and he or she should increase that awareness more and more, whether it is towards self-progress or towards others, but the awareness should be that I am a bestower. That awareness should be experienced in an emerged form.
Yes,
whatever the situation, you have to have the thought that I must give. A bestower will always have an unlimited attitude. He will not have a limited attitude. And the bestower will always be overflowing. He will be full in everything. A bestower will always be the master ocean of mercy. This is why if there are any limited sanskaras, either of the self or of others, those will not be emerged in their minds. Those will be merged because the emerged thoughts will be, I have to give, even if someone doesn't give. But I have to become a bestower. Even if a soul is under the influence of its sanskaras, but I have to continue to give that soul cooperation. Therefore, no one's limited sanskaras, and then no one's limited sanskaras will influence you. Even if someone gives you respect or doesn't give you respect, it shouldn't matter to you, but the thought in you should be, I have to give. Now, the need is to have the awareness of giving all the time. Sometimes you say, I wish to give, but this word but shouldn't come. I have to give. This should be the thought. Even if someone's behavior isn't good or his words are not according to your liking, still so what you should do is not accept it. Something which is bad shouldn't be accepted, should it? To let it affect your mind means to accept it. It shouldn't even touch your head. If it enters your head, even then it will be taking. You shouldn't take it in your head too. When you know that it is bad, you shouldn't accept it either in your head or in your heart. That is, don't imbibe it. On the contrary, instead of taking in that, you should have good wishes, pure feelings for them, and do the task of bestowing. Don't take. Why? Because according to the time, if your head and heart is not empty of all that, you cannot become constant servers. Can you become constant servers? If your head and heart are busy in those things, when they get busy in anything else, in different things, then how will you do service? Then what will happen if you do take in is just like people in Lokik life. They take up a job and work for 8 hours and 10 hours or so. Similarly here too, you will become a sevadhari, a server for 8 hours or 10 hours only. You will not become a constant server. So, You have to continue to serve either through your thoughts or through words or through your actions or in contacts and relationships. You have to continue to serve all the time, at every moment, every second. You have to be in the stage of a bestower. A bestower is a server. If your head is empty of other things, you will allow only Baba's remembrance to be in your head. And if you keep your heart clean, you will allow your heart to be in constant company of the Father. So what did you hear? The call of the times is to become a bestower. This is very, very essential. It is the cry of the souls of the whole world. Our gods, you are their gods, aren't you? In some form or the other, you are the gods for all the souls. Therefore, it is the cry of the soul, of all the souls, O our gods and goddesses, transform us. Therefore, O gods and goddesses, emerge your form of bestowers. You have to give. Let no soul stay without receiving it. Let no soul remain without getting anything. Otherwise, people will put garlands of complaints around your neck. So which gods and goddesses are you? Are you those gods and goddesses who will receive the garlands of complaints? Or are you those gods and goddesses who will receive the garlands of praise? Ask yourself, garlands of flowers or garlands of complaints? Here, flowers, Baba, means praise. Do not think, oh Baba, we have come so late. It's only those who are our seniors. It's they who are the bestowers. We are very young. No, it's not like that.